The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 3, Why Did God Create Mankind? Glossary. A brief summary of definitions for words used in this lesson. Character. Spiritually defined as the ability to discern God's right way from the wrong, and to voluntarily surrender one's own will to do what is right in God's sight and, with the promised supernatural help, to resist the wrong even under pressure and temptation. God has perfect, righteous character implicit in His very being. Heaven. The Bible speaks of three heavens. 1. The atmosphere surrounding earth, that is, the sky, see Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. 2. Space, including our solar system and the observable stars and galaxies, see Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, and Psalms chapter 8, verse 3. And 3. The location of God's throne, from where He governs the entire universe, called the third heaven, see 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. Solomon said, "God is in heaven, and you are on earth," Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. In the Bible, the context usually tells us which of the three heavens is being discussed. Humankind, humanity, mankind. Men, women, and children with mind capacity. Homo sapiens as a species distinct from species of the animal kind. Image. The word image is generally used throughout the Bible in a literal sense to denote a physical or material representation, whether in human or animal form. In a theological sense, it denotes a relationship between man and his creator, God. Image of God. This biblical expression encompasses the purpose of God's creation of humankind. As explained in this lesson, mankind was created for a special relationship with God and with the potential of manifesting the character and nature of God. Likeness denotes similarity, resemblance, representation, etc. Man. Biblically defined as especially created by God as both male and female in His own image, a distinction not accorded to the animal world. At creation, man was given free will, a capacity for rational thought patterns, and dominion over the animals. Science. Primarily the pursuit and study of physical and material knowledge, particularly in a systematic and organized manner, of spiritual matters.
Thanks for listening to Glossary. In Bible Study Course Lesson 3, Why Did God Create Mankind? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.